Well, hey there, my friend, Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. I hope you got to listen to yesterday's episode. It was a longer one. Just talked about the spiritual battle that is not just taking place in, but is in the essence of every Catholic school. So go check out yesterday's episode. Today is, I often say, we're familiar with Shark Week on National Geographic Channel. This is the John Piper Week. John Piper, of course, is a Protestant evangelist whose book I just finished reading, Don't Waste Your Life. Pretty unambiguous title, isn't it? Don't Waste Your Life. I love this book. It had a big impact on me. A couple of times I wanted to put it down and not pick it up again. A couple of times I just kept going. And it's just this one great big thing, which is, if God is not the focus of just about everything that animates you, then you are playing a smaller game than you could be playing. Yesterday, we talked about his concept of schools being, or secular vocations being, a war zone. Today, there's a really cool quote that I want to share with you, and it talks about the path of excellence. Why should we try really hard in a Catholic school to be excellent and to bring about excellent outcomes for our young people? So listen to this. He says, the essence of our work as humans must be that it is done in conscious, that's very important, they're conscious reliance on God's power and in conscious quest of God's pattern of excellence and in deliberate aim to reflect God's glory. So conscious reliance on God's power, a conscious quest of God's pattern of excellence, and a deliberate aim to reflect God's glory. So we've got conscious twice there, things we've got to be really switched onto. What are the things he thinks we need to be switched onto? A reliance on God's power. Now, I've been teaching on this. My keynote back in St. Louis for almost 10,000 Catholic teachers really talked about that. The book that I wrote, Tools and Fuels, was literally about the idea that we've got to move from this self-reliance into a reliance on God's power in the concrete circumstances of daily life. So to create a great Catholic school, to become an amazing Catholic teacher, principal, leader, bishop, cardinal, or supreme pontiff, or male or female religious, I should add, is a conscious reliance on God's power. And the next part is, I really like a conscious quest of God's pattern of excellence. Friends, have you been paying attention? God has excellence dialed in. It's just the laws of the cosmos, the beauty of creation, the perfection of the human person. Yes, it's been marred by sin, but it's going to be redeemed. Like God invented excellence as a thing. He dialed that in. And if you look at Aristotle's Ethics, of course, you find that Aristotle, of course, in the Ethics talks about the God is supreme beauty, supreme truth, supreme good. And then Aristotle says, and this all men and women have called God. So as Aristotle explores kind of theism, he's basically saying, look, the supreme perfection of truth, beauty, and goodness is basically God. So God is the perfection of all perfections. He is the excellence of all excellences. So what this means is we're participating in that. So to teach with excellence, to have a pastoral care for young people that is excellent, to want excellence, to want to be brilliant at your work for the right reason, and that comes in the next clause here, the deliberate aim to reflect God's glory. Why do we want to be excellent? Because we deliberately want to reflect God's glory. We want to point it back to Him. Friends, I can tell you right now, here in this studio, what I am trying to do in my own limitations and brokenness is to use whatever scraps of skill I might have, or scraps of ability, or all the books that I've read and all the experience that I've had. I'm not doing this so that you listen and go, wow, isn't Jonathan great? Isn't he just the most fantastic Catholic education podcaster in the world? Best I can tell, I'm pretty much the only one. So it's not a big field. My point is, I'm not trying to do this for anyone to like me. I'm not trying to do this even to get more subscriptions. I'm trying to do this because I want to reflect God's excellence so I can point you all towards Him and His glory. If you go deeper in the faith, and if I can help with, that's just me participating in pointing you towards His glory, because then His glory will manifest in your life and you'll be a better teacher or better leader, and that will lead to better outcomes, and all of it will point to His glory, that He will be praised. Friends, He's going to be praised anyway. Scripture's really clear that every knee is going to bow, every knee in human history. every person ever created, every person that ever will be created, they will bend the knee at the name of Jesus, and they will confess to the glory of God the Father that he is the Christ. That is going to happen. It is a non-negotiable. I like to say to people, we are all going to bend the knee to the glory of God. The question is, when do you want to do that? When, as Tony Robbins used to say, when would now be a good time? When would now be a good time? Well, let's do it now. Let's bend our knee to the glory of God. Let's point people towards the glory of God. What does a Catholic school exist for, if not to get young people home to the Father's house and to point everybody that comes into contact with us in some way towards the glory, the sovereignty, the power of God? That's why I'm doing it. Friends, it's early, it's a weekend, it's raining, and I'm in this studio because I want to point everybody that's going to listen towards God's glory, his pattern of excellence, and his power. God bless you. Please make sure you're subscribed. If you haven't, angels are crying, and it's your fault. It's true. It's a theological principle. It's in the canons of the Roman Church, somewhere at the back, that failure to subscribe to Catholic Teacher Podcast list makes angels cry. And that, my friend, is on you if you haven't subscribed. Otherwise, everything else you need to know about me is on the website, jonathandoyle.co.co. And Instagram, you can find me at jdoylespeaks. You can book me to speak live to Catholic educators, leaders, all sorts of stuff that I do. It's all on my website, jonathandoyle.co. God bless you, my friend. My name's Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. And you and I are going to talk again tomorrow.